Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker, Huffington Post contributor, and the trademarked ambassador of happiness. In 10 minutes or less, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories to challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
Are you using the golden rule? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast will definitely offer you some nuggets to think about. The golden rule, if you haven't heard it in some time, let me remind you. It's the rule many of us have heard growing up and from years past that says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule, it sounds wonderful. And as we often grow up, we end up seeing it as nothing more than a platitude. Sounds good, the golden rule. Let me do nicely to others so they will do nicely to me. But at times and over time, we decide that we are going to play by a different rule. Oftentimes because we feel that that do unto others as we would have them do unto us, or that that golden rule really doesn't work. Well, I want to follow up on my previous podcast. Those of you who have already heard it, it was entitled Respect. Do you want more respect? And I shared with you how all of us want respect. And oftentimes we feel like we get less respect than the respect that we wish to have. And in that podcast, I shared three stories over the course of my lifetime, not where I was respected, but really the contrary, where I felt like I was either disrespected, dishonored, or maybe outright humiliated. Now, since that time, I've already spoken with a few people about the topic, and it's come up several times, and most people, as you might imagine, will say, oh, well, when somebody offends me, I'm going to counterattack them. I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. I'm going to tell them what I know about them is wrong to kind of level things off. Well, if you think about this idea of tit for tat, leveling to someone else what they just apparently leveled your way in the way of putting you down, or let's say offending you or taking things away from you, namely your dignity, we end up in what I would call the never-ending circle of the human experience. You know, a couple of years ago, I started using this with people. I said, you know what? The world is so full of guilt and obligation. I don't want to add anything further to it. So really, in my relationships with other people, and they know me quite well, I don't affix guilt or obligation to those relationships. And in so doing, I feel a lot freer. And I feel that anyone who chooses to interact with me or get together with me does it purely out of the fact that they want to, not that they feel like they need to. Now, I want to take this a step further and go into today's podcast, because one of these podcasts and one of these questions about respect feeds right into the next one, which has to do with this golden rule. In the course of my lifetime, I have given to others not what they've given to me, but I have returned unto them respect and honor. And I could think about, oh my goodness, countless times, even when I was in corporate life and I was in management, and there were people who were doing things they shouldn't have. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I need to wait until these people can see that it's indisputable that they are either taking advantage of a customer, taking advantage of the corporation, doing something wrong to someone else within the company, not just so that I could tell them it's time for them to leave this position, but more so that they could tune in to their own behaviors and see a cause and effect in that they would recognize that something they were doing to harm other people was the cause of their losing their job. And in even other cases, I could remember helping other people grow. In one case, having a young manager who was working for me, and he was so naive, and I kept telling him, do you not see what some of these reps are doing to you? They're pulling your leg. And in order to let this growing manager learn, I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I think I might lose my own job because our sales are suffering, but I wanted to give enough time so this young manager could learn for himself how to properly see and assess what was going on. And as it turns out, I didn't lose my job. This young manager had his eyes opened and grew to such incredible heights. And in the end, I feel like we all grew, we all learned, we all saw our own cause and effect. Even if it means at times that we feel as we're enduring these processes that we might be suffering at some level. So let me go into something further, which was an interesting story that has to do with this idea of the golden rule, giving to others what we would have done unto us. I can't speak for everyone, but I have always believed at some level that my brother or sister out there, whoever you may be, is nothing more than another version of me, myself. And so because of that, I cannot in good conscience attack and bring down and, let's say, dishonor or disrespect or look to emotionally harm another person. I will instead bring them the truth and look for them to see and make connections in their own life, but I cannot harm another person. So that idea of knowing that other person is me, and that if I choose to harm someone, I'm opening myself up to the same kind of ongoing harm. That is my idea of operating within the golden rule. I have a story to tell you, and I want to show you how it really worked out. Over 20 years ago, I had this very unusual dream, which I would call a God dream. And in the dream, it took place decades ago. And it was in a cemetery, and all I could see in this cemetery were people, some of whom were familiar, and they were going through a series, and I mean an ongoing series of what I would call rituals. And in particular, they were rituals within the Catholic Church. And I want you to think of the idea about doing something over and over and over and over again in a circle. So it was rituals all the way from baptism to last rites, which is the final rite that the Catholic Church gives to other people. And in this dream, I discovered that there was something hidden. And it was not only hidden in this cemetery and under the earth, but it was hidden or being hidden yet again by another individual. And in this dream, I go to the individual who was ordering the burying of what was being buried in this cemetery and said, no, that's not right. And I captured in perfect condition what was hidden. And what was very interesting in this dream is that I knew there was some other meaning to it, but I happened to awaken from the dream. Fast forward, the next morning or morning after, I was so disturbed by the fact that this dream has another meaning, that I put out a prayer, dear God, dear Holy Spirit, what was that dream about? What were you trying to tell me? And only one word came to mind, and the word was extortion. Now, oddly enough, when I was in law school, I don't know why, but before I left, I never took the course on criminal law. I no longer had my Black's Law Dictionary, so I had to look it up in another collegiate dictionary to find out exactly what the word extortion meant, because there was something in here. And extortion is actually a criminal law term. It's known as the criminal offense of using one's official position or powers to obtain property, funds, or patronage to which one is not entitled. So think about someone in an official capacity or just in a capacity where they have the opportunity to take advantage, or as they would say in Latin, to literally wring out or twist out of someone else something that is not theirs. And it's done, in this case, in my dream, by stealth. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is something. And I knew in that moment that there was this idea of blessings being withheld within my family line because of this act of extortion. And so immediately I thought, well, you know what? I was happy to hear this disclosure. And I remember standing in my husband's home office and I said, Father, God, before heaven and earth, I'm going to stand in this position and I'm going to say, I extorted whatever that was. I extorted it. I hold myself responsible, and I do it, and I Admit to it, because whatever is being withheld in the way of blessings, I want to see those blessings extended. Well, it wasn't 3 days later that I happened to call home. I called my mother in New Jersey and I said, Mom, I have the most interesting dream to share with you. And I said, do you know somewhere in our family line, something had been extorted? And I said, I never knew this. I said, but once I got the word, I was so excited. I went to God and I said, you know what? I'm the one who did it. And whatever it was, may we see the blessings. And she said, huh, Maura, that's so funny. She said, I have a story to tell you. She said, we just learned that an aunt of your father's who had passed away, this is an aunt that had no children, and I probably hadn't seen her since I was 10 years old, had just recently passed, and my father was contacted by the attorney who was handling the probate, and there were going to be inheritances handed out to the next of kin. And it was given out in two installments, and by today's numbers, it was just shy of $75,000. Those two events were so closely related. Blessings from some unknown, unexpected source immediately released as soon as I not just had the dream, but got the word and stood in the place to say, you know what, whoever did it, maybe that person's dead. I'm just going to be the one that says I did the extorting and I'm sorry for it and may that whole thing be atoned for so that whatever blessings are due into this family, they come. Now, I didn't see a thin dime from it, from that inheritance, but can I tell you how unbelievably thrilled I was to know that I had some key to unlock the blessings that come when we stand in the place of using that idea of the golden rule, doing unto others what we wish they would do to us, forgiving others when we wish they would forgive us, extending grace to others when we wish others would extend grace to us. I have a sense that if we each would learn how to give of ourselves to others that way, we would be not only beneficiaries of so many blessings, but there would be a happiness and a peace within our souls that would literally pass understanding. Well, that's been my thought for you today concerning the golden rule. But before we go, let's hold on and hear from someone else who wants to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Hi, my name is Patty Mockel. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. What makes me happy? My family makes me happy. My children make me happy. My grandchildren make me happy. Life makes me happy. Every day, see it, do it, taste it, be it. That's what's making me happy.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course. Maura, number four, letteru.com, where Maura is always for you.